Blog Talk Radio.
Never give up, never give in, always look up, and God has a plan.
Hi,
welcome
this
to Conversations
Sabrina.
With the Diva,
hey,
sponsored
Sabrina.
By WBDN Media, the By Design Network. I'm
Hold
Sabrina
on.
Williams,
Hold
and
on.
I will be your host.
Dr. Donna?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi, and welcome to Conversations with the Diva. This is Sabrina Williams, and we're out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Thank you guys for tuning in. Tonight we have on two special guests, Charisse Miles and Dr. Donna. Charisse is going to talk to us about her career as a singer and flight attendant, and Dr. Donna is going to talk to us about her ability to work with businesses and people, and mainly we're going to focus on when working with talking with her about children and not our friends. Are you guys there, Charisse and Dr. Donna?
We are here.
Hi, ladies. Welcome. Well, we're going to start with Dr. Donna. And Dr. Donna is an African-American woman. She has over 20 years of leadership experience, and she served as a private first class as commissioned officers in the military. She's very young, too. These experiences have allowed her to strategically solve problems at all levels in organizations. Dr. Donna knows that with a well-developed and executable plan, which we're going to let her talk about, you can deserve and desire greatness. Dr. Donna, we're just going to start off with you. Why don't you tell us, everybody, a little bit about yourself first. Why are you called the business doctor?
Well, actually, Kevin Harrington from the Shark Tank actually gave me that title earlier last year. I pitched to him at an event, and when I was done, he said, okay, I get it. So you're like the business doctor. Yeah, that's what you are. So we're going to call you the business doctor. And basically what I do is I have a doctorate in organizational leadership and business management, and I am what you call a tactical strategist. And what I do is I work with business owners to help them grow, become more efficient, and generate profits. What I've done is I've combined my military skills as well as my time. I spent 9 years in corporate America working at Frito-Lay. So I've taken that along with my education, and I provide what is called our FAST system at Answers R Us. I'm the CEO. And we use that system to work with clients so that they can either grow, they can experience greater profits, or they can become more efficient. And so everything is based upon a systems philosophy, sort of like the E-Myth Revisited. When you have systems in organizations, then it doesn't matter what employee fits into that position because the system
right.
is what's actually running the organization. So basically I come in just like if you would go to your doctor and get a checkup and they can kick the tires to see what's wrong. I come to businesses and do what I call a business checkup and look at everything that's working well, things that can be improved, and then we use our FAST system to make them flow and function in a more efficient manner.
Okay, and Dr. Donna, basically you were telling us about your company, which is Answers R Us, and how long have you had that company?
I'm going on 2 years with Answers R Us, but I've been doing strategic planning and tactical analysis for over 20 years now. I was doing it long before I even coined the phrase. So this is something
right.
that I started when I was in the military, and now I've just branched out recently on my own to just do it 100% of the time. Because even when I was in the military and working at Frito-Lay and working with my business partner for 3 years before I branched out, it's what I've been doing all along. So I called it a bunch of different things, but it's literally been 20 years since I've been doing it.
All right. Okay, we have a caller, 702-982. Hello, caller, and tell us your name. Are you there? I think they just want to be silent. Well, that's okay. Dr. Donna, we have a couple more questions for you. Now, I had interviewed you in Summerlin, Nevada, and it was really fun talking to you in person, and you're very energetic, and I think it's great that you and Charisse are on the same night because you guys are really awesome young ladies, and I can say awesome because I've got a chance to talk to you both, and we'll find out more about Charisse. And Charisse is a flight attendant, a gospel singer, songwriter, and recording artist, and we're going to give her a chance to talk to her in a second. But Dr. Donna, before we go to that, I want you to tell me about Real Leaders Wear Pink. That's your book, and what is it about?
Actually, Real Leaders Wear Pink started when I was in high school. I went to a magnet high school, and I had the option to either take PE or ROTC, and I did not want to mess up my hair every day during that time. And so I decided, well, I'll just wear the ugly ROTC uniform on Wednesdays, and then that way my hair can be beautiful for 5 days a week. And I decided I was only going to take ROTC for the 2 semesters, and that was it, and ended up loving being at ROTC. And ended up going to the Army basic training during my junior and senior year of high school, and then I received the ROTC scholarship and just started my leadership path when I was 14. I'm originally from Detroit, so really didn't have a leadership background, so I thought the more you yelled and cursed and belittled people, that would make you a better leader. But clearly we know that that's not what leadership is all about. So the book is actually a leadership guide, and REAL and PINK are acronyms. So REAL stands for realistic, effective, authentic, and leader-led, and then PINK stands for powerful, innovative, natural, and knowledgeable. And the book is basically for any leader, whether you're the mom that's in charge of the PTA or you're a CEO for a Fortune 100, 500 company, and you just flip through the sections to decide if you need to work on how to exercise tact, if you want to reward or reprimand. It's basically, I call it the leadership Bible for anyone. So you can flip through it. Whatever you're going through, you can just look through it, read it. Every section is only about 3 pages, and there are a couple of exercises in it. But it chronicles my leadership experience from the time I was 14 up until 2009 when I published the book. And I'm actually working on a second edition that will be out this year.
Okay.
And I also have on my website, Real Leaders Wear Pink, 8-week leadership course, and it's virtual, so people can sign up for it, and they actually get to interact with me during those 8 weeks, and it's really cool. So you can read the book and then talk about it with a group of your peers. And it's awesome. But I even had my daughter, who's now 12, but over the summer, we actually did a book club, just she and I together, and she read it as well. So it's not this, when you think of leadership books, you're like, oh my God, this thing is going to be 500 pages and it's going to be dry and boring. But she read it, and she's actually read it twice now. It's a very effective book, and it's, like I said, it's for the mom that's in charge of PTA, the homeowners association, all the way up to someone that's in a high leadership position, because leadership is universal. It doesn't matter what role you're in. If you have people following you, then you need to make sure that you're being a real leader. And I call it Real Leaders Wear Pink because it's controversial, and it makes people think, oh, well, she must think only women can be good leaders, but that's not the case at all. Everybody is, even if they're just the leader of themselves, I like to refer to it as me, the CEO of Me Incorporated. So even if you're just by yourself, you're still a leader because you have to lead your own life. And that's basically where the title and the book came from.
All right. And you know what, Dr. Donna and Charisse, I know you have a brother, right? Is that correct?
I have a daughter.
Oh, yes.
You have a brother and a daughter. So we're going to, Charisse, well, how old is your daughter? Because we're going to have Dr. Donna talk about children and that we love them as parents, but we're not their friends, and we're here to get them through life. How old is your daughter, Ms. Sheree?
Well, mine is 17, and she thinks she's 30.
Okay.
Lord have mercy. So you already know, just the age of 17, Lord have mercy. Y'all need to be praying for me, like, real hard, you know. So I'm excited to, you know, talk about that because my daughter and I just went through some major transition, you know. And she did tell me that she is 17 years old and she is grown, considered grown in the state of Texas, you know what I'm saying. And basically, you put it this way, we're trying to go through one of those rebellious stages.
Right.
You know,
okay.
If I could be transparent, you know. And so this is a time where we really need to be really prayed up, you know what I'm saying, and prepared to deal with the children of this generation because they are very different from how we were.
You're right, exactly. And, you know, I have a 17-year-old. And he's the light of my life, my 14-year-old. But there's times where I just want to say, do you want to see Jesus? Because I'm done talking to you. And Dr. Donna, I'm sorry. We have to say that. We have a caller from 904. Hello, caller. Can you hear us? 904-349, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Hi, and did you have a question for Dr. Donna?
Dr. Donna, this is Tracy, a great supporter of yours and a fan. How are you?
Hi, Tracy, I'm doing great. How are you?
I stayed up just to listen to you on the radio, and I must say I'm very proud of you. And to the other listeners, I just want to say that I heard the lady say that the kids are a lot different today, and you're absolutely right. And you must have a strategy, because my grandmother always shared an adage with me, was that all of yesterday's keys will unlock all of today's locks. So if you only use one key, you're going to have a problem trying to unlock all of today's locks. So I just want to listen and say I'm proud of you, and I'm enjoying the show.
Well, thank you.
Tracy.
Thank you so much, Tracy. That was awesome. Okay, Dr. Donna, I'm going to ask you a question because I asked you this when we were at lunch at that great coffee shop. What was that called? Because I keep wanting to give them a plug, but I forget. What was that coffee shop called?
It was called Leone Cafe, and it's at Tivoli Village, Leone Cafe.
Leone Cafe at Tivoli Village. We're going to get you to listen because we love your coffee, don't we, Dr. Donna?
Yes, it's amazing. Uh-huh. I should buy stock in the company.
Okay, because we're in there all the time. Well, you know, Dr. Donna, when I was there with you, we were talking about my sons and how that sometimes as parents we give them too many choices or consequences. And you had a really great solution to, I think one of the times I was talking about that I was arguing with my son, literally. And what was your suggestion?
Well, first of all, they're children. So I'm never going to argue with a child. Anyone that's 18 or under, I'm not arguing with them. But the process that I have, and it's actually because I have a website called theparentsleader.com, I've broken parenting down into three trimesters, and it's actually called the tri-system. And so all of our children are in the last phase of the system, and that's which is the inculcation phase. And so what happens is, as parents, we have the ability, especially middle-class parents and above, we want to give our children all these things, and we don't want them to struggle for some reason because we had to struggle. So we think there's something wrong with struggling, so we take away the struggle, which turns them into spoiled brats. And so I've not done that for my daughter. She got taken off of allowance when she was 9 years old, and she had to start her own cleaning company, and she makes her own money, and she cleans my house and my parents' house. And I made her start a fashion blog as well. And what I have found is that parents are lazy. And this is no disrespect to the parents that are listening, but you guys are lazy. So you got about three, what I like to call calibrations, and you guys call punishment. And that's it. So the kids, when they're acting up, when they're out with their friends deciding if they're going to misbehave or not, they're doing what I call the trade-off analysis. And they're saying, okay, the party is on October the 1st. I'm going to go. I'm going to get in trouble. The next party is not until November 10th. So my mother's going to give me a three-week punishment or 4 weeks and take my phone. By the time I get my phone back, it'll be time for the next party. They've already weighed out the consequences. So when they come home and you're yelling or you're like, give me your phone, they're already pulling their phone out of their pocket or their purse or giving you the cord to the television. They figured you out already. So I take my military tactics, and I give NOLA what's called the element of surprise, because isn't that what they do for us? They come home, we're having a normal day, and they give us one of these great surprises. Oh, I got an F on my test. Oh, I skipped class. Oh, I'm late. I'm 2 hours behind my curfew, and it's out of nowhere. Right. So at no point should they be able to predict the outcome. So it's a surprise. Mm. So number one, never give them the punishment of a previous crime or offense. Because what you want to do is change the behavior. So if every time they do something wrong, you take their phone and you take their TV, they get used to that. They have iPads, they can go over to their friend's house. So there should never be two of the same, as I like to call them, calibrations. Not only that, but the behavior needs to change. So until the behavior changes for good, they don't get those things. There are a lot of things that my daughter had that she no longer has anymore. I don't give things back. If I've taken them, There is no replacement. So she has one cell phone, and the thing probably was made in 1992, but she catches the bus to magnet school. So she literally has my number and my parents' number in there, and I text her, and she texts me back, and that's it. And the pixels on the picture phone are bad, but she's only 12. So until she can pay a $100 cell phone bill, she will not be having a modern iPhone or anything else. I see kids right. walking around with iPhones, and I'm like, well, are you on stage with your brothers and sisters? Like, what are you doing with an iPhone, and you can't clean up? My daughter does all the housework in the house. I don't do laundry. I don't wash dishes. I don't do anything because that's her responsibility. That's how she earns
right.
her keep. And we don't have cable. She doesn't have she doesn't have name brand shoes and all these name brand things. My mom just bought her a Nine West purse for her 12th birthday. So we're giving them all these things. They haven't earned them, and they have all this entitlement. And then you want to wonder why they're coming to you saying, I'm grown, because you gave them everything that adults have, and they didn't have to earn or not earn any of it.
You are so yeah. right, because my daughter did tell me, you're at fault for me being the way I am, because you gave me everything that I ever wanted. I guess, what you say, I guess you're just, I just took you for granted. You
right.
know?
So here,
and so I started changing that behavior. I said, we can fix this really quick.
Well, you can fix it really quick, and you can do it. My mom told my sister when my sister had to leave the house at 15, she said, you can go, but take everything you bought. So
mm-hmm.
If she's grown, just let her pack up whatever she bought, and then it's a call. And my sister was gone for 4 months at 15 years old because she thought she was grown. So let the world show them how grown they are. It's okay. If she's 17 and it's legal in Texas, tell her to take whatever luggage she has and whatever she bought and hop down to Texas and see how easy it is. Because
we went through it. But, like the children nowadays, they are – you know, some of them are smart, some of them think they are smart, but they're,
right.
you know, they know the questions to ask. And so it's certain things that you have to put in place before you can just say, take your things and go. Because now, kids are calling protective service, you know what
and
I'm saying? And they're trying to get you for child abandonment, you know, all of these type of things. So that's what I mean by they are really on something different.
I tell my daughter all the time, you can go to Child Protective Services. You sleep in a queen-size platform bed, and you have had your own bathroom your entire life. You're going to be in a room in bunk beds with 50 other people. So if you want to go stay in foster care, go right ahead. Because they can come and look at my house any day of the week and know that I'm not unfit. So if they're going to call CPS, CPS will come and see that the kid is wrong, and there you have it. Because how are you afraid of a 17-year-old? I'm not afraid of a 17-year-old. It ain't happening. Let her go.
Yep.
If I were you, I'd pack up her stuff and take her to Child Protective Services and say, here,
we've gone through it.
I hear what you guys are saying, but we want to make sure that we give Sharice enough time because she did take the time out to come on the air and for us, and I know she's very busy. And we're going to have another show. Don't worry, Dr. Donna. We're going to bring you back because we really a lot of parents have a lot of concerns like Sharice, and I think you've given some great ideas. And you shouldn't play with your child. They're under 18. And I work for Child Protective Services, so when kids tell me that their parents are abusing them, I just laugh because, you don't really know what abuse is, okay, because you're being loved. But we want to, Dr. Donna, we'd love for you to really take a couple of seconds and tell everybody where they can actually find you at and contact you and reach you at. And then we're going to, and then please stay on the line because Sharice is going to give us some powerful words of music.
Okay, and so you can reach me at, I have two websites, answersrus.com, answersareus.com, and the other one for parents is theparentsleader.com, so that's the parents with an S, leaders.com, or you can send me an email at drdonna@answersrus.com, and that's drdonna @answersrus.com. Thank you so much.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you guys also didn't get those, you can always contact me here at Conversations with the Diva at Blog Talk Radio, and we would be happy to give you that information. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to Sharice Miles. Sharice Miles is a great young lady. She's a flight attendant, gospel singer, songwriter, and a recording artist. She's been working for Southwest, as I say, for a minute, which I actually love Southwest because they give good peanuts and they have really good snacks. Hi, Southwest. Well, I'm not just saying it to give me a free ticket, but that would work. Anyway, okay. Moving along. Gospel, she's recorded with Fred Hammond, Martha, how do you say that, Sharice?
Martha Manizzi.
Aretha,
you know,
Franklin.
Many different guys. Yes.
Many, and yes. She's also the I'm sorry, I had to put my glasses on. The granddaughter of the late Apostle Charles Miles,
yes.
International Gospel Center in, how do you say it, Sharice? ECOR,
Mississippi? Well, in ECOR, yep. It's a small city outside of Detroit.
Sharice, I've known you from the Hilltop Show, from Hilltop Radio, which everybody can listen to on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sundays, which is a great, awesome radio show out of Washington, D.C. And Sharice, you are just one awesome singer. Tell us why singing? How did you get into it?
Well, you know, I've been singing since I was 2 years old, believe it or not. And from my understanding, from my grandmother, I didn't talk until I was actually 2 years old. So my family thought that it was something wrong with me because all I did was sleep. You know, I would eat and sleep. And finally, when I did start talking, I was I woke up singing, you know. And
so
I'm so grateful for awesome women like my grandmother because she kept me in music. I was singing for everything in church, you know, and the Lord blessed me to get a full scholarship to a performing arts school up in Interlochen, Michigan. It's called Interlochen Arts Academy. And from there, I got a music scholarship to Michigan State. And so, you know, I knew that my calling was to sing, but not
right.
just for the purpose of singing, but it was to minister, you know, because that's my goal. I want people to feel loved, and I want lives to be changed, situations
right.
to be changed, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know,
you do that every day, right, when you're on the, I read a couple stories of where you, it's not just a couple, you talk about it all the time, where you actually minister to people on your flight. And you sing. And how is that for you?
It's the best thing that could have ever happened, you know, to me. God gave me my job as a flight attendant. Like I say, when I was in college, I've always wanted to be a flight attendant so that I could sing and travel, you know, on the airplanes. And so I'm so grateful because He gave me the desires of my heart. And I've been flying for Southwest Airlines for 16 years. And, and I definitely do ministry in air. I sing on my airplanes. I meet a lot of sick people, people that are traveling back and forth, you know, for chemo treatments, whether it's to MD Anderson here in Houston and, you know, just all around the world. But
right.
I'm able to meet these wonderful people on my airplane. I'm able to pray with them. I'll take some of their numbers and I'll text them scriptures on healing and, you know, or I'll call them and just, you know, pray with them and talk to them and encourage them, you know, because I want them to know that they're not alone and that God loves them, you know, and he still does miracles, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and so I'm grateful that he's allowed me to use my job as a flight attendant to do ministry in air. It's
I'm going to ask you. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I'm listening to you.
You're so cute. Would you sing for us? Would you mind?
Well, one of the songs, just a very short little sweet song that I would sing to some of my passengers are things like, "You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make us happy when skies are gray. You never know how much Southwest loves you. So please don't take our sunshine away." little songs like that just to uplift, you know, the passengers on my airplane. I don't allow sadness and rude passengers, and we don't have that on my airplane. It's about love and being rejuvenated and encouraged, and you know, I believe I go to work with the mindset that people will leave different after they experience or have an experience with me on that aircraft.
And I think that they do. I think that's my favorite song to sing. I can't sing it like that. It was awesome, thank you. You recorded a CD and you released your first single in 2010, which was produced by Jay Moss. What's the name of that song?
Well, my first single that was released is called Try, and Percy Beatty actually wrote that, wrote and produced it. Jay Moss was one of the songwriters for my CD, but if you all don't know Percy Beatty, he's the young man that actually wrote I Believe I Can Fly for R. Kelly.
Wow. Okay.
And so he's written and produced a few songs on that recording, you know. So I'm just in the process of working with new producers, getting new songs. You know, I'm preparing to release a new CD here soon.
Okay. Now, Sharice, if people want to, are you on Amazon that they can buy CDs, or where if somebody wanted to hear your
CDs
music?
CDs aren't for sale. No, they aren't for sale at this present time, but you all just stay tuned because new music is going to be coming out.
Okay.
I am on Facebook under Charisse Miles. My email address is charismiles@yahoo.com, excuse me. And I am also on Twitter under my name as well, Charisse Miles. So you all can reach out to me on there. But most definitely, the closer it gets to my music coming out, we will definitely bombard the social media world.
Okay. Okay. And Dr. Donna, did you have any questions for Sharice? Or Sharice, did you have any more? We have about a minute, but if you guys want to ask before I take us out to our sponsors real quick, did you guys have anything you want to ask each other?
It sounds like she's from Detroit or that area. I went to Michigan State, too, so shout out to MSU.
Oh.
And great job. And doing it from the D, that's what I'm talking about. That's amazing. And your voice is awesome. So thank you for sharing it. You're here with us.
Thank you, and you as well, because, you know, my daughter is interested in going to Air Force. All of my family are pastors and military. So I have a brother that was in National Guard Armory. My daddy is in the Army, uncles in Navy and Marines, and, you know, so everybody is military.
Well, she'll come back different if she go to one of the services, that's for sure. You won't have no more problems out of it.
Well, you know what, I know that God changes things, so I trust and I believe God, you know, to do what the military and what we can't do, you know what I'm saying? So it's about showing love and being an example, and I know that things are going to get better with my 17-year-old.
Okay.
You know what, and I just had you guys both on tonight because I think that the two of you are just such awesome African-American ladies and you're true leaders and just pillars of the community for where you are. And Dr. Donna, you don't even know how much that you really enlightened me and made me a different person from the day I talked to you. Sharice, every time that I face message you, you're always there listening to me, and you have sent some awesome people my way. I'm blessed to know you guys, and I just thank you. For just what you do.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I would like to give a shout-out to Roy Jones Jr. Gym, which is one of the gyms that I, every so often I'll go over there and box, but they're a fantastic gym. They have a great kids program for children with diabetes, and they also are great boxing gyms. You'll be hearing more about them. Also, we'd like to give a shout-out to my coach and trainer, Danny Bongiorno, for tennis, and it's called Next Level Tennis, and he can be reached at 702-303-3765. He says text him. He usually doesn't answer his phone, ladies and gentlemen. But I want to thank you guys, and I want to pray us out before we go. Thank you, dear God, for this day. Thank you for having the women on the show. Bless our night, our evening, and thank you for all we do. Thank you, Eli, my son, for coming on the line and supporting me and being good. You guys, ladies, thank you and blessings. Have a great night. Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.